This is the 5-Minute Focus for August 15th, 2022. And hey, Liz Cheney has a warning for us.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is a little bit of a look of what's coming. It's like a cake. Not quite done. Open the oven door. There it is. Also an opportunity for you to use the share button on your podcast app to share with friends what's coming up on the program. Liz Cheney says she's been ashamed to hear members of her party attacking the integrity of the FBI agents involved with the recent Mar-a-Lago search, meaning raid. These are sickening comments that put the lives of patriotic public servants at risk. And she knows that the agents who did this are all patriotic public servants.
The technique which was used there was the furnishing to the FBI of false press credentials by one of the major networks, which the FBI then used in order to insert itself as a bogus newsman into legitimate discussions of political persons and protest groups. And this included plans to suspend the writ of habeas corpus. It included ultimately plans for a master warrant of arrest.
That's from the Church Committee in 1975, looking into the activities of the FBI then. This is a former FBI assistant deputy director remembering working with Merrick Garland.
I've never said this publicly, but I'll just tell you right now, because it just sickens me to watch and listen to Merrick Garland, because Merrick Garland was in charge of the prosecution at DOJ of the Unabomber. And I have to tell you something. He would not recommend to the AG that our search warrant to get into Theodore Kaczynski's cabin be approved.
And that was at a time there were bombs put on airplanes and people being murdered by Kaczynski's bombs. But yes, Liz Cheney says and pretends that it's the agents people are deriding. And in fact, people are deriding the FBI's bosses. And I can't wait for you to hear what that man says he thinks is going on at the FBI. Of course, at the center of this is this woman.
And you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it.
And Trump's lawyer was on TV saying that she actually had to put on her lawyer hat to even get a look at the warrant.
I got there, you know, I wanted to see the warrant. I asked to see the warrant. They gave me a little bit of pushback on that. It took a minute, and then they eventually showed it to me. They wouldn't give me a copy.
But what matters now is the affidavit. What gave them probable cause? Because you want to know what they were looking for? You want to know what we've learned from the paperwork that exists?
The affidavit, the probable cause for why they're authorized to do this is sealed, so I wasn't allowed to see that. I think that's very telling that they don't want people to know what probable cause they have.
So what they were looking for was everything. Every document Donald Trump had seen while president. We'll compare the precedent to what they didn't do to Barack Obama and how much he kept and never turned in. And it is a gargantuan amount. That's hour one. In hour two, I'm calling it crack the party's code. They're using scientism and appeal to authority in order to con people. We don't want to be conned. And there's a great piece online that describes what this gentleman calls the method. And the method goes way, way back. Yeah, the Church Committee. Well, we're the best and the brightest.
The technique which was used there was the furnishing to the FBI of false press credentials.
Yeah, speaking of that, the method, as this gentleman refers to it, or the maneuver he calls it. I think it's better to call it the method. He calls it the maneuver. This is one of my favorite writers, Chris Bray, calls it the maneuver. The maneuver always involves the media.
It's called the Fauci effect. People go to medical school now. People are interested in science, not because of me, because most people don't know me, who I am. It's what I symbolize. And what I symbolize in an era of the normalization of untruths and lies and all the things you're seeing going on in society, people are craving for consistency, for integrity, for truth, and for people caring about people.
So we'll break
it's called the Fauci effect.
Sorry, Tony. We'll break this down step by step. How they do it, what is the appeal to authority? How is it that they slide into things, complexities where there are no complexities? Because they're aiming it at your kids and your grandkids and their sexuality. In fact, their body integrity.
Today, I want to talk about minor attracted persons. Probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population.
So we'll talk about how they're doing that to normalize pedophilia, but we're really talking about the steps they take. We'll talk about scientism and how they're using it to promote censorship using scientism and how it's being cheered and how you can spot these steps everywhere in society and ways to counter them. That's the 5-minute focus. Please do share it with friends. And may you also spend today, whatever time this is, spend time today praying to God for clarity, that we not be deceived by lies as so many people are. And thank the Lord for showing us the truth where he has.